We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So I know you work closely with these restaurateurs. I know they're enthusiastic about this week to try to just stay above water, right?
We were all holding our breath to make sure that we could that dine-in could happen. Restaurant Week was going to happen, even if it was going to be takeout only. So now that we're allowed to kick off 2021 with dine-in and takeout options, Restaurant Week is a great opportunity to do that.
Well, Restaurant Week is different this year than any other year. It's always a great, fun festival, but this year, what can people expect? I mean, because of capacity limits and such.
Well, so because of capacity limits, many of the restaurant weeks or restaurants are doing 2 weeks, so that way there's plenty of options for you when it comes to finding a reservation within a longer two-week period.
So explain for our audience how this works, Brian.
So Restaurant Week is January 11th through the 17th, but many are expanding it all the way to the 24th. They are offering specific special menus only for this limited time. They start at around $20.21 and can go up to about $45.21, depending on the restaurant and the type of menu that they've decided to assemble.
And how many restaurants are taking advantage of the opportunity?
I'm just shy of 40 restaurants this season, which is less than most of the winter restaurant weeks of the past, but it is almost double what I had in the summer restaurant week in August. So we're looking up.
Yeah, I would remember talking to you about a year ago, you know, before we knew where the world was going, and it was different, but this does give people a chance to support many of these restaurants that are very popular with people. You know, you can help out your neighbor this way.
Absolutely.
And Brian McCollum, founder and organizer of Pittsburgh Restaurant Week, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Can people, I mean, I was just talking about the capacity limits inside restaurants. Some people still don't feel comfortable going in to sit down in restaurants. Is the takeout option available for the specials?
The takeout option is available on many of them, not all of them. The ones that are offering the takeout special are indicated on the Pittsburgh Restaurant Week website. We've got a whole bunch of brand new restaurants that are participating for their first time, several that have opened their doors in 2020.
Such as?
Well, we've got Scarpino in downtown, Big Spring Spirits up in Seven Fields, Mastic Trail Brewing in Glenshaw, Grazing Rights in East Liberty, St. Clair Social and Friendship. In the Strip District, there's The Forge, and the Square Cafe moved to their new location in East Liberty with a much larger dining room, and this is kind of their big launch into 2021 as well.
Yeah, I think you're right, Brian. I think Larry should take me to lunch today.
Not going to argue with that.
Well, here's one for you, since you lived on the coast and in Baltimore, Kevin, at one point. Joe's Crab Shack. Where is that?
Joe's Crab Shack?
Yeah.
Coincidentally, that is where I went for dinner last night.
Really?
Yes, and it's in Station Square. It's kind of tucked back in against the river. Behind Hard Rock Cafe.
I didn't know that.
Which is also participating.
Aren't they? I think they're in the process of reworking that whole Station Square. That used to be one of the destination points back in the day. Are they under construction?
They're not in the indoor Station Square terminal.
Okay.
They're against the river, along with Hard Rock Cafe and Melting Pot on that side of the street, which are both also participating. Yeah.
PittsburghRestaurantWeek.com is the website. PittsburghRestaurantWeek.com. Now, are you doing the one or two meals out every day until the 24th?
My waistline would probably not appreciate that, but I am trying to get out at least one meal a day as I try to make sure that I can support as many as I can as well.
Well, check it out. Again, PittsburghRestaurantWeek.com. Brian McCollum is the man behind it all, and you can go there on the website. You get coupon codes and check out all the restaurants, of which there are many, and a lot of familiar names with some great food, and support our local restaurateurs. Brian, well, good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a great 2021 to yourself.
Thank you.
You too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.